from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Former Bucko, Jordy Mercer, joining us. You can see him up on our YouTube channel, too. Donnie was saying before we brought him up that he has like a sports ticker in his man cave that's giving him live updates on games. Is that true?
I do. Yeah, that was one of my main things that I always wanted growing up, was a sports ticker. I thought those were so cool. So, yeah, it gives me live updates, basically 24/7.
What is the game of choice, the like man cave game of choice? Is there foosball in there, shuffleboard, anything like
arcade?
That darts? Yeah, what do we have, like an NBA jam console?
Cool. So I've always been the golf,
golden tee.
I don't have it. Yes, golden tee. I've always loved that, but I don't have it. I'm more of an Xbox guy, so college football just came out, so I've been playing.
How you doing with that?
You taking the Pokes right to the title every year here? You losing guys to NIL?
It's like
what's
T-Boone
going on?
Pickens is back. They're paying NIL like you can't believe for Jordan.
That's right. Hey, we got money flowing everywhere. You know how that works, boys. Come on.
All right, Jordy, let's go back to the play last night in left field. Joe Block and Neil Walker just about lost their minds on it. What the heck happened there?
Yeah, to me, I just feel like he tried too much, really. I mean, that was the key for me. It looked like Brian was right there underneath it, ready to roll, and then he came out of nowhere, O'Neill did, and then he compounded again with the throw because it was a little of a panic situation, what happened. So we actually made two errors of one, which was a big costly mistake. But I've talked about this multiple times. I think it's just the experience. I mean, it's the games played. It's your knowing your surroundings. I think that's where that play came in. He's relatively young, man. He's been hurt quite a bit. You know, I know he's been in the big leagues for a little bit, but he's still been hurt. He hadn't played many games. And I think that was the kicker for me for that play in particular. He just felt like he wanted to do too much. Now, I think sometimes when you're so talented and you think you can make every play, you get in the way of yourself a little bit, and then you cost some runs on you.
Jordy, I'll cut right to the chase with this then, and I don't know how much you're able to see him game in and game out, but given what you've seen of O'Neill Cruz, we know the physical talent's there. You played the position. Can he stick long-term in the bigs at shortstop, in your opinion?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't. We're such an uncharted territory, being 6'7", right?
Yep.
I think that's the. I mean, I did this. I did this little hit when I was doing TV for the Pirates, that we talked about how tall he was and the reason why he's so tall. Well, you got to bend over roughly 150 to 200 times a game, right? And if you're playing 162 or roughly 140, whatever, 150 out of 162, that's a lot of up downs, right? That's a lot of bending over. Just the fact of being 6'7". So, I mean, I don't know. We don't know. And I think he's so athletic and so talented. You could put him about anywhere, to be honest with you, and be okay. But right now, I think just let it play out. I think that's what they're trying to do, is letting it play out and see what they have, actually, because in a sense, it's not really hurting you all that bad? Yes. Obviously, those plays like last night were big plays, but he's so athletic, though, and he's got such a good arm, and he's so young. So, you know, I think for me, the easiest play would be to slide him over third base, but then you look over to your right, and you got a Gold Glover over there, too. So
could he move to short?
Hard. Yeah, I mean, that would be the next – I've heard from a lot of people that he could do it. Key Brian Hayes can move over to short and play. But again, now you're talking about two guys starting over, kind of out of position, and then learning the ropes again. But you could always stick him in the corner outfield too, as well. I mean, he could play center field too, to be honest with you. So, I mean, I don't know. I think this is so unfamiliar to all of us because he's 6'7". I think that's the key.
Jordy, Neil said last night on our postgame show, he feels like the bad defense carries over to plate appearances because you mentioned trying to do too much. Now he makes two errors in a play. He wants to hit a 500-foot home run in the next at-bat. You mentioned he's young. How do you prevent the bad defensive lapses from compounding at the plate as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part is you got to separate the defense from the offense, and that's the hardest part as a big leaguer. It is. I mean, because, you know, one play could almost ruin the game for you or ruin the game for your team, and then you want to go get it right back immediately. And then now you're tensing up, you're swinging harder, you're getting out of your comfort zone, the what makes you good. That's the biggest separator for me from necessarily a big leaguer to, a triple-A or a double-A guy is – you got to have that separation key of offense and defense. You know, defense is over. Now let's go hit. Let's stay within ourselves. Let's pass the baton on to the next guy. I mean, you can't hit, you know, however many you're down or whatever. You can't hit a solo shot that's going to score three or four runs or five runs or six runs, whatever it is, right? So you just got to continue to separate that. But again, like you said, it goes back with experience. It goes back, okay, that play is over. Let's worry about the next play. And then when the defense is over, let's worry about, you know, hitting and not recall what just happened. It's move on and look forward.
Jordy, Joe Block was beside himself calling the play on the radio side, but on the TV side, Greg Brown, Kevin Young, they were actually, I think Kevin was the one bringing it up more, but they were talking about crowd noise maybe contributing to confusion on the call there. How much of an issue, if it is one, is the noise of the crowd on a play like that where one guy's calling for it or trying to, and maybe the other guy's having trouble hearing?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. I mean, you're going down the left field line in Houston. That bends over a little bit. There's not a lot of foul territory down the lines as you get toward the wall. So, yeah, I mean, I can see that definitely. And Houston usually they usually get a lot of fans. They're always pretty decent. They're always pretty good. Obviously, they've been like that for a long time now. But, I can see that being an issue. But, again, you got to know your surroundings.
Right.
You got to know who's in left field. There's a whole bunch of things that, you know, how high the ball was. There's a lot of air time underneath it, things like that. And you got to remember, too, you're in Houston, right? It's a short porch.
So the left fielder's right on top of you.
That's
I would
right.
think you'd go
That's
over
right.
that before the series even started with everybody, Jordy. When you're
That's right. But, again, that goes back to experience. I mean, that goes back to how many times has he played at that field, you don't know. That's the thing. So, I think it's a learning curve for him. The mistakes are obviously greater right now because he's so athletic and he can get to a lot of stuff that a lot of people can't. But they're magnified, you know, and they're magnified obviously in a wild card race too as well.
Jordy, when the guy's struggling to the point where he's striking out nine times and committing five errors in a series, whose job is it to talk to him to kind of calm him down and get him to chill out? Because we've taken calls on this all day. Some people say Brian Reynolds. In that situation, who is the person that needs to be like, hey, just let out a sight, like, just come on, lock back in here, focus. Whose job is that?
Yeah, I think it's the veteran guys for sure. I mean, when I was going through it, I was the same thing. When make mistakes, you get that guy, the older guy that's been around, the slow heartbeat guy, that the guy that's kind of been through it, right? You get that guy to put your arm around you, bring you over to the side and say, hey, man, like, let's go figure this out. Like, we're in the midst of a wild card race here. We know how talented you are. We know how good you are. You're here for a reason. And just play your game. Just go play your game. And don't try to do too much. Just be you. And I think that's the biggest thing is I'm sure somebody probably talked to him, whether it be – I mean, there's a good opportunity for the assistant coaches too as well. I don't know if Shelty's going to do that just because he's managing the whole team. He might have a conversation with him, but – that's more for, you know, the assistant coaches and the veterans on the team to put your arm around him and talk to him a little
bit.
How
about taking him out of the game there and saying, all right, just take the rest of the night off here and come back on Friday? What would have been your thought on that, Jordy?
I don't know. You got to be really careful with a young player about that, to me. I mean, I think he learns by mistakes. That's going to make him a better player in the end when he makes mistakes like that. So you got to be really, really cautious about doing that to a young player, because then that makes you nervous. That makes you not being able to yourself. You can't play freely. So I know there's probably, you know, pros and cons to both of those. But to me, I would just be like, you got to be very cautious with a young player on taking him out like that.
Jordy, for better or worse, I think some Pirates fans were kind of hoping he would get a talking to within range of the cameras. Derek Shelton pulls him aside and says, hey, like, basically, come on, like a little bit of an animated conversation. That didn't happen. Shelton, after the game, kind of said, hey, we've got to support the guy. Can you give us a little peek behind the curtain when Clint Hurdle, who was also a very player-friendly manager, guy would screw something up like that, he might say one thing in front of the cameras. How different was it behind the scenes? Like, is a guy like Cruz maybe actually getting a talking to after the game, or getting something where Derek Shelton saying, this is unacceptable? You know, I know I backed you publicly, but you got to be better here. How often does that happen?
It does happen in certain situations. I think it's all going to be behind closed doors, though. I mean, I don't think a lot of people is going to know, because a lot of people don't know what happens in the clubhouse. And I think that's the right way for me. I don't necessarily think you want to blow him up right then in that situation or in front of everybody where the cameras can see. Because, you know, as soon as he comes in the dugout, the camera's going right on him, because they want to know what's going to happen next. Right.
Yep.
So I think you go down the tunnel. Or you wait till after the game when everything calms down a little bit, because you don't want to overreact, and then that's a good time to have a conversation.
Was
Hurdle
a chew a guy out type?
Well, he was busy chewing gum, Pony.
Well, yeah, but would he chew somebody out?
I don't think he necessarily chewed anybody out, but he got your attention. I mean, There's no question about that. He was obviously loud. We all know how he was, but he wanted you to play the game the right way. I mean, that's the way he always approached it, and he would let you know, though, for sure. But he wouldn't necessarily do that right in front of everybody either. He'd wait till after the game or down the tunnel, you know, where it's you on him, one-on-one conversation, clear the air out a little bit.
Man, I'll never forget that one with Burnett when he came off the field because he wanted the shortstop in a different spot. I think that, where was that, Texas? That was unbelievable, Jordy.
Yeah, that was in the midst of the old school versus the new school, right? I mean, that went on quite a bit.
Were you caught in the middle of that?
I was caught in the middle of that a few times. Yeah. I mean, they told me where I played or where I needed to play, basically. And then it was vice versa with AJ or some veteran guy on the mound, because it was straight up and straight up always. But
who did you trust more?
Yeah. What do you do?
Did you trust Burnett more, or did you trust the analytics?
Wow. What a,
I got to hit you with a hard question here.
Listen, guys. Hey, listen. You got to do what's best for yourself, right? If it's whether it stays, you got to stay up in the big league at some point, right? So I'm saying, hey, I'm going to follow the organization, and then AJ can take it to either Skip, or he can take it higher up if he wanted
which
to.
Which I'm sure
and
he
can
did.
Make adjustments from there. Hey, that's it. If you want to do that, we'll adjust off that for sure.
Hey, Jordy, thanks for doing this, man. He gave us a lot of good answers. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There you go. Jordy Mercer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.